80% of hospitals in New York State face penalties based on the number of Medicare patients that are readmitted into their care. Michelle Faust reports that rate is higher than the national average.
The federal government wants to reduce the number of avoidable hospital readmissions. This is the third year Medicare will cut reimbursements to hospitals based on the number of patients who have to check back in with complications, from lung ailments, heart failure, heart attack, pneumonia, or after a hip or knee replacement. Senior reporter for Kaiser Health News, Jordan Rao, says New York currently ranks fifth in the nation for penalties. He says the feds don't want hospitals to profit off returning patients.
The studies that have been done estimate that anywhere between one-third to two-thirds of readmissions are potentially avoidable, and I think that's what this is aiming to do. It's not to make readmissions never happen, but it's to reduce the numbers that could have been handled in a different setting that might be less expensive and might be better for the patient.
The national average penalty is more than a sixth of 1%. In New York, the average penalty is close to three-quarters of 1%. On average, penalties doubled across the nation over last year, but in New York, they rose more slowly, up less than a quarter of 1%. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WRVO News.